It's the co-chairman, it's John Gibbons, and I'm joined, first of all, by Jack Collins from the Fulhamish podcast. And Fulham played all the way back Saturday lunchtime, feels like a long time ago now, but it was a win. And I'd say, Jack, there's nothing like Goodison Park to revive a season. Things were looking pretty ropey for Fulham. It looked like things were going to fizzle out a bit after the season of huge promise, but then Everton just make everyone feel better about life. And since then, it's 2 wins in 2 and things looking a little bit better.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Goodison's been a famously awful place for us to go. We've not had a particularly good record. And by particularly good record, I think that Fulham have won there twice in our history and once was in that COVID season. So I think this is the first time ever the Fulham fans have seen a win at Goodison in stadium, which is pretty something anyway. It does seem to have kick-started the season. And I think that there was plenty to look from that game and just a little bit of a plan B without Mitrovic and Dan James up front. Then that's obviously immediately scuppered by the fact that he can't play in the next game against his parent club. So I think the last couple of weeks have shown us that there's still some fight in this team. There was a lot of chat about Fulham being on the beach. And you know what? I can't blame them. There's this other kind of part of this, which is Marco Silva's teams always start fast and finish slow. That it's one of those things. And to be honest, I think we'd rather it this way around than starting slow and finishing fast and being in the middle of that scrap. So when you kind of look at it like that, there's a couple of bits left to play for Fulham. I think that Europe is out of reach. I'd be very, very surprised if we can chase down, you know, the pack above us. But finishing on top of this West London mini league, I think would be a really important thing, you know, to stay ahead of both Brentford and Chelsea. Obviously, Rangers struggling in the Championship as well. So if we could finish top of that, then that'd be something that Fulham fans could hang on to. And also finishing the season strong, as you say, gives players who might have been, you know, using Fulham or looking at Fulham as a stepping stone, maybe a little bit of pause for thought in whether they want to actually do another season and maybe kick on. And I'm mostly talking about João Paulinho, but I think there's a couple of others in this list who might have, you know, had their heads turned or be on the radars of clubs for having a brilliant season. So if we can make sure that those players know that there's ambition and drive to keep pushing upwards and, you know, consolidate this season, I think that's got to be a good thing for the club.